Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you've joined us this week. Well, we've come in our preaching through Acts to the subject of tongues, and chapter 2, verse 4, there in Acts says this. It says they, and it's speaking here about the New Testament church that was gathered on the day of Pentecost, and it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so we've come to the subject, and we're going to take a time out from our forward progress through the chapter 2 here in Acts, and we're going to deal with this subject of tongues. And what we will see as we delve into God's Word on this topic is that virtually all of the speaking in tongues that you see in churches today and what you see on TV is illegitimate. It doesn't adhere to what the Scripture teaches. In fact, I don't know of any of the tongue speaking that I have ever seen personally or heard on television or radio that coincides with Scripture. And so there's obviously a massive amount of misunderstanding and biblical ignorance on the part of those who are engaged in this practice. And I use the word ignorance in the truest sense of the word. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I want to be loving as I try to teach the truth on this subject. But the word ignorance, the very core of that word, just means to ignore. And so I believe that there is that kind of ignorance, that people just ignore what the Scripture teaches about tongues. And that's why we see what we see happening in the church today, and especially, of course, in the charismatic churches. And it goes beyond just the practice of speaking in tongues. It goes to the broader subject of revelation. And the question at the heart of this matter is this: is God still giving updated revelation today? Because what you see in the so-called charismatic churches when they speak in tongues is you'll see someone who speaks unintelligible syllables of gibberish that do not form words that are from any of the known languages of the world. And then if an interpretation is given, which is the biblical requirement, there must be an interpretation. Well, if you see these unintelligible syllables and then someone gives an interpretation, that interpretation is spoken of in a way, or it's spoken in a way as if it's direct revelation from God, as if it's on par with the canon of Scripture that was given to us through the apostles and prophets as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's divinely inspired in the same way. Well, a biblical understanding of how God's special revelation to man has long been closed. When you understand that it has the special revelation of God has long been closed, it requires us to reject this practice of tongue speaking as we see it being practiced today. And really to reject this entire approach to the Christian life, that God is giving updated revelation now. And it leads to great spiritual instability in the lives of individual believers who get sidetracked into this. And it leads to chaos in churches where this is practiced. And so that's why it's so important for us to have solid biblical grounding on this subject that has been introduced here in our study of Acts. And that's why we're going to take the next 2 or maybe even 3 weeks to drill down on this topic. And so I hope you'll be with us as we teach and preach about tongues in these upcoming Sundays. If you've never been to Grace Baptist Church, let me tell you something about us. I suppose some people would consider us a little old-fashioned in some ways. We're very simple in how we worship. We simply gather in fellowship on the Lord's Day to worship God together. We do that by singing hymns, by praying, and by giving our attention to God's Word as it's taught and preached. And if you come to visit with us and come be a part of us on any given Sunday, you won't be singled out or made to feel uncomfortable in any way. You will be warmly greeted, and I believe you'll be blessed by being there with us. And so we want to invite you to come be with us at Grace Baptist Church. The church is located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive. And that's just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School there in Grand Bay. The Sunday morning schedule begins at 9:30 with a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. We then meet at 10 o'clock for the Sunday school hour. We have an adult Bible study in the sanctuary that's taught by Brother Fred Leonard, who is just an outstanding spirit-filled Bible teacher, gifted as a teacher. And so you'll be blessed to come and be a part of his Bible class at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. And then at 11 o'clock, we have our worship hour. And we always have a great time of worship there in the presence of the Lord together. We are practicing some precautions as it relates to the COVID-19 virus. And so if that's a concern for you, we just want to assure you that we are practicing some safety, some distancing between families. We have some of our families are wearing masks, and you certainly could feel, you don't have to feel at ease about doing that if you come to be with us. And so we just want you to know that we are being careful. We're not shaking hands right now. We're not hugging. Ordinarily, we're kind of a loving church in that sort of way, but we want to be very careful right now not to endanger anyone. And so if that is a concern for you, I wanted to let you know about that. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the podcast. And here's something it's easy to do, and it might make a difference in someone's life. Take a moment to share the link to this podcast with some people you know and invite them to join us at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, this Lord's Day. And together, let's open God's Word.
Brethren, we have met to worship,
and adore the Lord.